There was a little fleet of minibuses at the airport, which whisks you away for a quick peek at the nearest statue, while the plane refuels. It was incredibly frustrating, because if I had been paying attention the day before, I could easily have changed my ticket and stayed over a couple of days. What's your favourite city? What fascinates you most about it? In my imagination, it's Florence. But that's only because of memories of travelling there as a student and spending days on end, blissed out on sun, cheap wine and art. Recent visits have overlaid those earlier memories with traffic jams and smog. Now I think I'd say that my favourite city is just a small town, Santa Fe in New Mexico. I love the high desert air, the margaritas and the guacamole, the silver belt buckles, and the sense that people sitting at the next table to you in the cafe are probably Nobel laureates. When was the last time you hitchhiked? About 10 years ago, on the island of Rodriguez, in the Indian Ocean. Hitchhiking was the only method of getting around the island. There was no public transport, but a couple of people owned Land Rovers, so you just had to hope they'd be passing. I ended up in a forest at dusk wearing shorts, but having left my mosquito repellent behind. As a result, I endured the most agonizing night of my life. Where was your favorite place when you were on the road of Last Chance to See? Madagascar. Though in fact that was a kind of prelude to Last Chance to See. I love the forest and the lemurs and the warmth of the people. What do you consider the most interesting man-made structure in the galaxy? The dam they're building at the Three Gorges on the Yangtze. Though perhaps baffling would be a better word. Dams almost never do what they were intended to do, but create devastation beyond belief. And yet we keep on building them, and I can't help but wonder why. I'm convinced that if we go back far enough in the history of the human species, we will find some beaver genes creeping in there somewhere. It's the only explanation which makes sense. Have you ever been there? I haven't been to the Yangtze since construction started. I never want to see the thing. And the most interesting natural structure? A giant 2,000-mile-long fish in orbit around Jupiter, according to a reliable report in the Weekly World News. The photograph was very convincing, and I'm only surprised that more reputable journals like New Scientist or even Just the Sun haven't followed up with more details. We should be told. If you were to name a place that looks like it's just been dropped from outer space, where would you think of? Fiordland in South Island, New Zealand. An impossible jumble of mountains, waterfalls, lakes and ice. The most extraordinary place I think I've ever seen. If you could go anywhere in the universe right now, where would you go? How would you get there? And who and what would you take with you? Locally, I think Europa, one of the 16 moons of Jupiter. It's one of the most mysterious bodies in the solar system, much beloved of science fiction writers because it's one of the few places that could possibly sustain life of some kind. And there are certain oddities in its structure which have led to wild speculations about it being artificial. Plus, on nights when the orbital alignments are right,